This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Republicans join most Democrats in backing some of the most aggressive gun control measures ever taken up on Capitol Hill in recent years. Two Democrats voted no. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining us here on these airwaves, wherever you're listening, whichever nook, cranny, or canyon you hail from. All of us certainly know what it was like to hear the news about Uvalde, Texas. I think most of us had some sort of reaction. It wasn't a shrug. It wasn't a, oh, well, here we go again. I really believe we were touched by this. It's the young lives that were lost. And also the teachers, 19 elementary school children and two teachers who died. So what happened on Wednesday is there was some very emotional testimony. I mean, really, really incredibly gut-wrenching. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. There, you had Kimberly Rubio, the mother of 10-year-old Lexi Rubio, who was killed in the attack, who said, "Somewhere out there, there is a mom listening to our testimony thinking, I can't even imagine their pain, not knowing that our reality will one day be hers unless we act now." But there was also young Mia Cirillo, who talked about, not on the Hill, but in a video they had played for the people at the hearing, for the legislators at the hearing, and for the people that were there in the crowd to hear. And she talked about calling 911 and talked about putting her friend's blood all over her so that the gunman would think she was dead, pretty much, is the reason why she did that. And that was something to see that look in her face and realizing what had happened. And for a 10-year-old, it's just, to me, it's unimaginable. It is unimaginable. So, of the five House Republicans voting for the bill, it included Brian Fitzpatrick from Pennsylvania, Anthony Gonzalez from Ohio, Chris Jacobs from New York, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Fred Upton in Michigan. But of all of that group, only one is on the hook for re-election. For the Democrats, Jared Golden from Maine, Kurt Schrader, they voted no on the legislation. House lawmakers will vote Thursday on a separate bill dealing with red flag laws that could allow law enforcement to keep guns out of the hands of people judged to represent a threat to themselves or their communities. But in this particular legislation, what is in this bipartisan bill is, as far as stricter gun laws, it includes raising the minimum age for the purchase of most semi-automatic rifles to 21, banning high-capacity ammunition magazines, and the red flag laws part of the other part of that. So the overall vote was 223 to 204 hours after a House committee heard that testimony from the young survivor I mentioned, as well as parents of a victim and a pediatrician who responded to the tragedy and described what the bodies look like and not even being able to recognize them beyond recognition. But will this ultimately change any laws? Will it really be signed into a law? I think there'll be maybe some changes, but not big changes to federal gun laws. The focus is going to be on mental health and the red flag laws and the fact that this has worked well for some of the states that have it in place. That's where I believe this all ends up. I mean, look, the Senate is exploring a package that would include legislation encouraging states to create red flag systems, a modest expansion of background checks to incorporate juvenile records, as well as some funding for mental health programs and school security improvements. Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, the lead GOP negotiator, said that it's steady progress, but he didn't say anything about when a deal could be reached. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has signaled a desire to accelerate the talks so that it doesn't fade from the public's attention. So tick, 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 the clock is ticking. Again, to me, the real heart part of this and the arrow that pierced through many of us was hearing that videotaped account of the Uvalde shooting from Maya Cirilla, who talked about that classmate and fooling the shooter into believing she was dead. She asked for security and said, "I don't want it to happen again." When she was asked by the interviewer if she thought it would happen again, she nodded. She nodded. Ugh. So we move from that to, and whether it becomes a law or not, you know what my two cents is. I just said I think it's going to be the focus is going to be on the mental health and security at the school. I don't think 21 comes into play. I don't think that's changed. I don't think there's a banning of assault weapons. So I think the focus will be more on the other side of what apparently has happened in both maybe Buffalo and certainly in the shooting in Uvalde. What was the mental state of the shooter? How do you stop someone who is going to do something like that or could possibly do something like that? On a high five kind of note, I talked about this briefly the other day. I had a conversation with a doctor today about this, and it's true. There is a lot of buzz in the medical world, and maybe there should be outside of it, but after 6 months of an experimental treatment, can you believe this? Tumors vanished in 14 cancer patients with early stage rectal cancer who completed the study by the time it was published. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, a groundbreaking development that could lead to new treatments for other cancers as well. This is what I think. They say they don't think anyone has ever seen this before, where every single patient who had the tumor, had a tumor, it disappeared. Disappeared. They were given 9 doses of this innovative experimental drug designed to block a specific cancer cell protein that, when expressed, can cause the immune system to withhold its cancer-fighting response. Wow, wow, wow. The odds have to be incredibly low and really unheard of in oncology. So bravo. Let's hope it spreads, and let's hope it works in other forms of cancer in combating that as well.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
I mean, this is it. NBA Finals, the good stuff. Playoffs in pro basketball is really the best. A lot of the stuff during the regular season, I think, is unwatchable. The Celtics really just cruised to a big win at Game 3 at home. They have a raucous crowd. It's loud. It's proud. It's insane in Boston. So they have retaken the lead, pulling away from the Warriors for that win. Boston is up 2-1. Jaylen Brown, 27 points. Jason Tatum, 26. Marcus Smart, the big three, 24. So they combined for 77. That's your story. You know, early in the game, though, first half, they led by 18 points. They let the Warriors back in. Steph Curry scored 31 points on 12 of 22 shooting, had 15 in the third quarter. Wow. So Boston, being Boston, gets ready for Friday night. That's where the next game is, Game 4. Pretty impressive. Like I said, the big three, that would be the conversation that a lot of people are having. How do you stop them if you're a Warriors fan? And if you're a fan of Boston, you got to feel pretty good that there's some great momentum feeding into the Celts. I mean, you can see the block shots. You can see some of the amazing passes. Just, they stepped it up a notch. Now this next game couldn't be bigger. So if you're not into pro hoop, maybe you're into the ice stuff. You can always hope, right? Or I can always hope. Because Puck and the Stick, I like to talk about. I grew up in a family that watched hockey. And I was, before we get to Tampa, Wayne Gretzky's final Oilers jersey sold for $1.45 million at an auction. It's the jersey he wore during the 88 Stanley Cup Finals. Crazy. But maybe not, because he is one of the greatest hockey players of all time. And if it's what you want and you have the cash and there's a reason, I think usually there's a reason. I mean, Gretzky led the Oilers past the Bruins in the Stanley Cup Final with a four-game sweep. There was even a power outage at the Garden, and the game was suspended. Game four. So they had to resume game four 2 days later in Edmonton. I don't know, does that seem fair to you? But that's ancient history. It was a very, very big year for Wayne Gretzky. And I bet you could sell that and at least get the money back. Tampa, dominant in their series in this last game, in their series against the Rangers. Nikita Kucherov was amazing. I watched a little bit of this game. I watched the whole second period. So they have come back into their glory. They won the Stanley Cup last year, and the Rangers had them on the ropes to zip, and they came back in Tampa to rally. So now a win in game four, 4-1. Puts Kucherov and Stamkos and the rest of the Palat, the rest of their great force on the ice, it puts them with their skates against the wall, so to speak, because it's great that they came back with the games, but now they move, they being Tampa, the series moves to Madison Square Garden, which I think makes it really, really, really tough. For the Bolts, because it's a crazy place to watch playoff hockey. The fans are rabid and have been there, some of them, forever and a day. But what's interesting is the Rangers are 2-7 away from Madison Square Garden during the Stanley Cup playoffs. So much better at home. Shifting back to New York for this pivotal Game 5 is very, very big for the Rangers. And if we were sitting at a hockey game and we were watching the line changes and we were watching plays develop, it would be interesting to see what was happening with the goaltending. The goaltending for both of these teams, very, very strong. Meanwhile, on the other side of things, the Avs swept the Oilers, woo, to reach the Stanley Cup Finals. So 4-0. Whoever wins between Tampa and the Rangers will have a date with Colorado. In the meantime, Colorado gets to sit and wait to see what happens. Which is either a good thing or a deadly thing. Because Tampa Bay had 9 days off. And I think there's something about the momentum of coming. I mean, you can rest in the off season, coming off of a series and then suddenly having a week or more before you have to get involved again. You know, so you have this break. You have this weird, It's almost like from end to end. It's like, oh, vacation. But I think it's tough to stay in the mindset because so much of sports is mindset to me. You have to have the talent. You have to have the ability. Yes, the tools around you and all those other things in between. But it's your mindset that carries you over. the right mindset goes a long, long, long way. That's the difference between someone like, if we were to jump sports, a Serena Williams and some other great female tennis players, because she went out believing she would win every single time, and it didn't always work, but her mind was so focused when she was on the court. She was focused on what was happening. And how could she tweak something? How could she get a little bit better? I don't know what's happening to some of the top PGA Tour players. Oh, it could be money, money, money. But Bryson DeChambeau, the 2020 U.S. Open champion, is joining the LIV Golf Invitational Series. And they keep approving more and more golfers. So Patrick Reed, the 2018 Masters champion, is also going to be part of this Saudi series of golf events, LIV. And both DeChambeau and Reed will compete in the first United States event, Pumpkin Ridge, very tough place to play, in Portland, Oregon, is where they're going to play. Wow. And these are two of the most polarizing players on the tour. What another blow for the PGA Tour. They're denying conflicting events to players who requested them to compete in the LIV golf tournaments. So the events are being financed by Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. Wow. And PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan has threatened players who competed without releases with potential punishment, including fines, suspensions, or bans. A handful of players, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, and others, have resigned from the tour because they don't want the blowback about playing for the Saudi-backed event, which will have a handful of events, some in the United States. When the story broke about Phil Mickelson and the $125 million, woo, and there's more money he could make up by winning certain events, just crazy. Perfect place to end the man cave this time around. Go Bolts!
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A report shows the Abbott Nutrition Plant and the FDA knew about problems at the baby formula facility months before previously reported. According to the Wall Street Journal, Abbott Laboratories and the FDA received word about possible problems in February 2021. The Biden administration has faced criticism over the baby formula shortage, which has panicked parents nationwide who are struggling to find formula for their young children. While the House January 6th committee gears up for Thursday, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio told Newsmax Democrats want to eliminate the Electoral College and stop former President Donald Trump from running for office in 2024.
They went out and hired the former president of ABC News to choreograph this production.
Public hearings start Thursday night. This is USA Radio News. Dozens of former gymnasts are suing the FBI over its failure to act immediately in the Larry Nassar abuse case.
Quote, there is no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. It's time for the FBI to be held accountable. A quote from Maggie Nichols. Former Olympic gymnasts, including gold medalist Simone Biles, are among dozens of assault victims who are seeking more than $1 billion from the FBI for failing to stop sports doctor Larry Nassar when they had the chance. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Shares of the department store Kohl's are up more than 11%. This comes after the retailer said it's in advanced talks to be sold in a deal worth about $8 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of Odds and Ends. We start with but wait, there's more. Remember the CEO I talked about who fired all those people over Zoom, which was an insane thing to do? I mean, give me a break. Have you been fired? Have you ever been fired? Can you imagine if you were fired that way? Well, Vishal Garg, the Better.com CEO who fired 900 people just before Christmas, has been sued by a former executive for allegedly misleading investors. So the SoftBank backed online mortgage company, because that's what they do, agreed to $7.7 billion, it was a merger, with a blank check firm to take the company public about a year ago. But the so-called SPAC deal, which is what they named it, hasn't closed. Since then, Garg's public controversy and, of course, the surging mortgage rates have hurt the company's image dramatically, to say the least, and, of course, the business. So Sarah Pierce, who's that former executive VP for the sales and operations of the company, claimed in a lawsuit that Garg misrepresented Better.com statements to ensure that the merger moved forward. He feared investors, she says, would withdraw the merger agreement because of Better.com's deteriorating financial condition. So she's suing him and Better.com for making false statements to investors about the digital mortgage firm's financial prospects and performance. Wow. So it just gets worse and worse for him. She claimed that Garg made several miscalculations about the looming interest rate environment and pushed her to hire hundreds more staff. He allegedly said mortgage rates would fall and sales would grow because President Biden will die of COVID. Oh, my goodness.
It's like a soap opera with a financial twist, a bad financial twist. So, of course, that's not going through. And once he did what he did and got so much publicity, it just drew that white hot spotlight on the company. And she's right about that. Of course, there's going to be fallout. Of course, people are going to realize what's happening there. And it's not good for them. Let's put it that way. I mentioned this earlier, what happened earlier in the day. It's crazy what's been going on with Supreme Court justices. Agree, disagree, don't like them, whatever. It's one of our three branches of government, and this is what they do. Should they be in harm's way? An armed man was arrested near Brett Kavanaugh's home in Maryland after making threats against the justice. He was arrested on Wednesday afternoon. He was taken to a Montgomery County Police Station, which is obviously right there. Apparently he was from California. There's been a lot of threats against the court because of, what do you think, the national abortion rights debate and the protests that have really ramped up since the leak. The Department of Homeland Security issued a memo just last month warning law enforcement that there are lots of threats, potential threats, to take seriously to members of the Supreme Court after that leak, after a draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade got out there. So the memo also said the Supreme Court police have noticed a major uptick in social media threats of violence. And some of them, they're investigating. So they decide what, you know, what are the serious ones, and they investigate them. And some of the threats have been directed at the justices and the court building, which, of course, typical of the world we're living in now, had to be surrounded by fencing. I can remember going to the Supreme Court. I can remember doing a show right across the street. I can remember going to the Capitol and thinking how proud I was to be an American, seriously, and how cool it was to be in the seat of liberty. Now, for goodness sake, it's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Can I even get a picture of the seat of democracy without fences around it? I mean, this is serious stuff, ridiculous. The court, you know, the arrest happened hours before the justices were scheduled to issue more rulings in the, what is the final weeks of the annual session, right? The court didn't respond to a question if Kavanaugh was at the building Wednesday morning or not. They didn't disclose any of that. Some of those details will come out later, because why feed more information out there? But, wow, just terrible, terrible, some of what we're seeing that's going on because of that leaked memo, because of that leaked opinion. All right, this is what we talk about all the time, the pain at the pumps, right? We do. The gas prices, depending on where you are, probably 5 and over. Could be a little bit less. I mean, look, there's 17 states wherever you're listening to me, and thanks to all these great radio affiliates and people who hear the show through other means. There are 17 states with averages, I checked today, of 5 or above. So Idaho, Ohio, and Pennsylvania became the latest states to cross that threshold. Oh, aren't you lucky? The highest price we know is going to be where? California. Their average, this is average. So you're not driving some Bentley, some Mercedes, some Maserati, because who knows what you're paying then. The average is $6.39 a gallon. Wow. The statewide average rose by at least a penny in every state, but thank goodness, oh, Florida, how I love you. But Florida, prices are essentially unchanged. So as of Tuesday, just think about this number, 29% of the nation's 130,000 gas stations were already selling gas for more than $5 a gallon. And we keep hearing that it's Armageddon that's coming our way, because you got summer. So summer travel season, demand for gasoline, the cutoff of Russian oil shipments because of the war in Ukraine, that's sending the oil prices higher on global markets. The national average for gas could be close to $6 by the summer. Could be close to $6. I mean, it's basically, I don't love it, but the global head of energy analysis for Opus, they track gas prices for AAA. Basically, what he said, Tom Klaza is his name, he said anything goes from June 20th to Labor Day. So, you know, make sure your tank is topped. Don't do what I do, but I'm not doing anymore, where I'm skidding into the gas station on fumes,
because you time that wrong and it's going to jump higher and higher and higher. And especially if you're just putzing around, because that will obviously last a little bit longer. And I say this all the time. All you have to do is look at a barrel of crude and you know where it's headed. If we're above 120, which we are, then that means that's going to go up. There are stations and states where gas is cheaper. However, about 20% of stations nationwide are still selling gas for less than $4.50 a gallon. Aren't you lucky? And I know some of you have written to me, like Jody in Iowa. But many states where gasoline is cheaper, like Mississippi is a good example, lower average income means drivers have to work longer, of course, to fill up your tank. So it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo, depending on your economic situation. Now you wonder, and this will be a concern because consumer spending, the concern is that people will cut back on other spending to keep driving the miles they need or they want. So the economy, is it getting closer to a recession or not? We're going to delve into that a little bit more and try to make sense of what doesn't make sense in the upcoming weeks, because this is when it's going to really hit us. I mean, here we are in the beginning of June, but June 20th is not very far away. Pretty tough if you think about that. And then when you look at food prices, that's the other thing where people are really getting hit. And so then people look at other alternatives, and does that affect the restaurant industry, which was hit so hard during the pandemic? Will people have to pull back there and not, because they've wanted to go out and eat, to be social, to be out there, to be unmasked? Will that make people pull back in that direction? Yes. I mean, of course, there's absolutely a chance that that's what you would see, because, you know, pinch a penny, right? Pinch a penny here, pinch a penny there. Where does it end? And where are you going to do that? You know, period. And then finally, you know, you look at what's happened in Uvalde, and we talked about Matthew McConaughey, where some people were high-fiving him, some people wanted to know more about, was he anti-gun? And he was very clear about protecting the Second Amendment. He was very clear about that and talked about red flag laws and talked about being 21 to get the semi-automatics and to have more stringent waiting period. And of course, all this is being debated on the Hill now, and we knew that was going to happen. And there is a bipartisan push. So there was a hearing on gun violence. It was just so sad to listen to a pediatrician talk about what, you know, what he saw, what it's been like. There was Maya Cirillo, an 11-year-old who survived that massacre after she, and we talked about this on the air, after she smeared herself with her friend's blood and pretended to be dead. And she, of course, is testifying, a survivor. And then the others affected by the Uvalde Elementary School. And then there's a Buffalo supermarket aspect to this, testifying at a House hearing on, you know, gun violence and talking about that. And, you know, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, I think we all agree on that. But what is the answer? I mean, what is the answer here? And this is what we keep coming back to. You can say all the things you want to say about mental health checks and stopping that. But, you know, if you look at the Uvalde shooter, yes, there was ramblings and some indications closer to it, but nothing of record. So how would anyone selling him a gun, how would you make that jump? I think there are some people that would get caught in the net, so absolutely it has to happen. But it's not a one-size-fits-all deal here. And it is very, 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 very depressing and sad, and which I guess is the same word, but different in a way, because you have a heavier heart, I think, when you're depressed, in hearing the description of the carnage and just thinking the impact of these people forever and ever and ever. I mean, first responders, big hug to you. It's very, very tough on those families. All right, stay with us. Great interview coming up, very significant for your health. Next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For a conversation with Sachin Kumar, who's actually a tech wizard, and on another time I'll have him back to talk about tech. But he's written a very important book, Kidney Disease in Children, Nephrotic Syndrome, A Roller Coaster of Relapses and Remission. He has an adorable son and daughter, too, but his son came down with this. And can you imagine anybody with children, anybody with friends, family, et cetera, having this syndrome and having no idea what it is? And suddenly it's chaotic. You're foisted into this and you got to figure it out. So, Sachin, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Kate, for inviting me on your show. Yeah, I'm pleased to be part of your show, Kate.
Tell me about your son and what he's like and what happened the day that you figured out something was wrong.
Yeah, so I will tell you. So actually, my son, he is currently 12. Okay, so but when he was diagnosed with nephrotic syndrome, he was 9 and a half. Yeah, back in 2018 summers, when I waked up in the morning, he was watching TV, and I just went to the living room. And when I saw, I was just very surprised because his whole cheek and his whole neck was all swollen. And I do not have any clue what has happened to him. So immediately I called 999. There is an emergency number here in UK, which you can call. And then I explained them the whole situation. And then I got referred to the, you know, hospital, and then the diagnosis started for my son. It started with urine test, and then they measure his blood pressure, you know, the normal routine which they normally do. But yeah, urine test was very important. So after I met the physician who came up with the urine test, and he was very serious, I think really, really serious, because his symptoms has worsened a lot, okay? That's why his whole cheeks and neck was all swollen, because his body leaked a lot of protein, you know, because this disease does not start at once. It start leaking the protein over a gradual period of time, a month or 2 months. So physician phase was very, very serious, and he told me, I will not let you go home. So you have to admit your child to emergency ward. And then we went to emergency ward. Another consultant came in. Then again, they asked a lot of questions related to history, similar history, you know, any history of kidney disease in my family. Then I explained them, no, I think I do not have any hereditary problems. So then they do their routine test, blood test. And then they finally told me this nephrotic syndrome, which is called minimal change disease. It's a type of nephrotic syndrome, MCD in short. And then I do not have any idea. I mean, what this is all about? What is nephrotic syndrome? I mean, I was completely having zero knowledge. I don't know what is happening. The only thing which I was aware of, that my son is very, very ill. He is well with a condition which is kind of happened to 16 child in 100,000, and which is not curable. You can only manage the symptoms over the period of time until he becomes cured on its own. So that's the only hope which I have at that point of time. So yeah, so that's how actually the journey started, Kate. Okay, and I'm still, you know, it's not like my son is fully recovered, but the good thing is he really cooperates a lot during the relapses episode, when he again has to go into high doses of steroids. So at that time he is cooperating a lot. So I think I'm very thankful to my son, and and to my wife as well, who is quite cooperative in how we are dealing with this condition at home.
And one of the things I wanted to jump in here, one of the things that we wanted to narrow down some of the things that you talk about in the book, because I think this book is an incredible resource for so many people who are going through something similar, and they haven't been on this journey, and there's a lot they don't know. So you're helping them with your family's journey and what happened with him and what you dealt with. And was that the purpose of writing the book, that you wanted to talk about your family, you wanted to talk about his story, and you wanted to help other people?
Yeah, Kate. So as I mentioned to you, I think the one of the goal, because when he started researching on this, you know, nephrotic syndrome, discussing more with my nephrologist, then I realized that there are many children, you know, as I mentioned, every 16 children in 100,000 is suffering from this condition, you know, some kind of nephrotic syndrome. Okay. So then I decided, why don't, you know, I start documenting my experience and my knowledge, you know, whatever I'm gathering from my nephrologist and by my reading through various research in the form of a book, so that every information with respect to nephrotic syndrome will be available, you know, in the form of a book, and which can help many families, you know, in dealing with the trauma that happens during the episodes of relapses. Remission is, anyway, we are happy days, you know, when child is in remission, we are in happy days, low doses of medicine, everything is going good. But when it comes to relapses, it's a very horrible mental trauma or emotional ups and downs, which happens in a family. So I thought to, you know, put everything in words, okay, and with very frequently questions that I had, okay, at that point of time when I was asking about this disease to my nephrologist or consultant. So I have documented all the questions, all the answers, and what you should do during the relapses period, what questions you can ask to your nephrologist, and moreover, how you can manage this disease, you know, by following a healthy lifestyle, by following a very positive lifestyle, by making the changes at home which suits your child. Yeah. And if your child is not behaving properly, because it is going to happen, okay? It's not the child is doing it on its own. It's the side effect of taking the medicine, which is making the child very, very hyperactive. And you will see a lot of behavioral changes, a lot of appetite. So every tips and tricks, how you can manage, you know, your child behavior, how you can manage a longer remission period, what questions you need to ask to your nephrologist, how you can prepare your child for different tests which he or she has to go through over the course of the treatment. I have documented each and everything. Yeah, so it's kind of one book which will definitely give the kind of knowledge and kind of tools that any parents wants who are dealing with such trauma. Okay, yeah.
What you're saying this, but what do you hope people take away from reading Kidney Disease in Children, Nephrotic Syndrome, A Roller Coaster of Relapses and Remissions? And we're speaking with Sachin Kumar. You can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
So there are key things, okay, which people can learn more about from my book. So first, they will get more knowledgeable about nephrotic syndrome, that what is nephrotic syndrome and what are the medicines which they are giving to their children. Okay, they can become more familiar with those medicines, and more important, the side effects of those medicines. Okay, so you will get more knowledgeable about the disease, more knowledgeable about the medicines and their side effects. And the other part is which I have also gone through, that what lifestyle changes I need to make, not in terms of what food I am taking, but also in terms of my mindset, you know, how positive mindset I can have at home, what positive talk I can do with my kids on daily basis. So what changes you need to make in your life, this book is going to tell you more about those things as well, which will definitely going to give you a very positive experience at home. Yeah.
And so, yeah, so that's in, I mean, that's so, so important. For you in writing this, was it kind of cathartic?
So I think this book will give the right kind of guidance during the different episodes of relapses and remission, and also other questions. Okay, because I also got questions, because, you know, we know about this modern medical science and we always go towards finding some alternate treatment, right? Like naturopathy or Ayurveda or homeopathy, right? That's natural. Okay. I have gone through it, and in many countries, people do follow such practices. Okay. So I have given a view on that line of treatment as well, that what are the pros and cons, who is your best advisor, and why you should not blindly trust, you know, any alternate treatment path. So that will also, this book is also going to give that information, Kate.
Sachin Kumar, I think you've said it all. Tremendous book. It will help so many people. And we wish you the best, of course, with your family. And thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Thank you. And have a nice day.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudiarco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.